But a lot of them use those little scrub boards. You put them down in the tub, and you put your clothes on, and you just, it's a hard job.
Now, did they use any big things to boil the clothes in?
Yeah, big pots. Put them out. It was outside mostly, you know. They'd have them up on legs a little, you know, about so they get wood under.
Mm-hmm.
Or just set them on brick. I've seen them set them on brick. And boil their clothes in there and get hot water to rinse them in, though.
Now, if we're talking about the position of something,
that's an oil
heater.
Well,
I'm sitting right here, and I'm talking about that fireplace, and I'd say the fireplace is the heater. It's
come out the head. Yeah. Had firewood in there and back stick and all, and had to dab, but that, see, we shut that up on account of using oil, and don't, there's no, just a little smoke about all this, but it's supposed to go outside.
Uh-huh.
And that has a fan on. When it started, of course, I've turned it off.
Uh-huh.
I don't need it now, and so, but all through the winter, we can heat about four rooms with that normally. Unless it's off with zero wet or something. Dead, you can shut off a room or two and heat the other. See, that heats this and that there in the bathroom and these three rooms. In.
Well, what I was getting at, though, is about the relation, just the relation. If I was standing here, you'd say I was standing...
Behind the stove.
Yeah, well, that's
stove.
Yeah. Okay, and then the... after they did the washing the next day, they take these things, they heat them in the fireplace, and...
Let's see, now, I guess, are you thinking about ironing?
Yeah, sure.
Iron. Yeah, you got to iron. Well, they do the table, now they had just a wooden table. And they used to, I remember my mother and the sisters all ironing on, I was the youngest one, a bunch, you know, apparently, and they'd iron on the wooden table.
Uh-huh.
They're right on there. And
now if you sent
iron, a little old iron, you've seen them.
Yeah.
A little...
Flat irons, yeah.
Yeah. And you don't have much anymore. I don't see them. But it just iron about so big, look like electric iron except no cord to it, you know, kind of. They're smaller and they just, you heat them by the fire. They are on the stove. You can let them on the stove and get them hot, so hot, and or you can, that fireplace, you used to set them on the floor on the end this way, up near the fire, and they'd heat tow it.
And didn't the handles get hot, too?
Yeah, but they had a big rag.
I see.
They kind of made a rag, kind of like a, oh, it's sewed together and thick, you know, and it wouldn't burn you, and you pick them up that way. But they wouldn't get it hot on, they'd beat the back, you know, and they wouldn't get it hot.
It wouldn't get as hot as the iron itself.
But they'd burn you if you didn't have something to hold them.
Yeah, I wondered about that. Now, if you were sending your clothes out, if you're sending them into town to be done instead of, where would you send them?
Well, you didn't have them then. You didn't send them down then.
Yeah, what would they call it now, though?
Laundry.
Yeah.
Send laundry.
And then,
of course, they have laundries now. You know, you take your clothes. My son takes his stuff in there, and see, they wash them and dry them, and they're much nicer than that. Now, heat people have dryers in their home, of course. Well, it's even drier now in the country, but that's the way it'd be in town.
Now, you mentioned before about the porch when you on the old houses they had the. You mentioned about this porch. If you had to come up a couple of things before you got inside, you'd have to come up.
It'd be out different ways. Now some of them had them down, kind of what we call a step house, I believe. What is it called? I know it was different.